Thank you. WFMU, Freeform Radio, webcasting out of Jersey City, New Jersey. A little under an hour left to go in the show. Finishing that set out there with Stryborg. The opening track from Nefaria. It's also titled Nefaria. Everyone's favorite Tasmanian black metalist, Stryborg there. Released on Southern Lord. And this also collects another album, A Tragic Journey Towards the Light. Oh, we could play Stryborg all day. And I might lose every single one of you. But no fear, Mono before that with Hertz Moisture off their album Error, and this is on the Conspiracy label. You can go to conspiracyrecords.com for more information on this release out of Germany. Team Red recording some damaged electronic music out of Australia. It's titled Kiblets. Unfortunately, no information on here in terms of a label, but you can go to their MySpace page. It's Go Team Red, all one word. And I'm sure you know MySpace's URL. And we open things up there with Vomit Orchestra. Opening track off Macabre Paradigm. That was Hellsong. Given to us from the Autumn Winds Productions people. And this is a limited edition of 500 copies, so I suggest you get cracking. Alright, and behind us now is various insects, dragonflies, cicadas, sort. This Broken-Hearted Dragonflies Insect Electronica from Southeast Asia. Particle Swarm Intelligence. The Sublime Frequencies label. A couple announcements here. I know you love them, so. Blues Control coming to the show Tuesday, February 13th, 3 to 6 p.m. on Brian Turner Show. Leah Cho and Russ Waterhouse have somehow found a hazy but powerful common musical thread between Conrad Schnitzler's jabbering electronic workouts, the gauze of Locust Abortion Technician era Butthole Surfers, and the more unicorn-saddling moments of John Hammer. Or perhaps, in fact, they are driving off in the car piloted by mid-period ZZ Top. Either way, we're psyched to have them making sounds in the studio today. February 13th, I should say, in advance of their forthcoming releases on the Wood, Cyst, and Holy Mountain labels sometime this year. So Blues Control, Tuesday, February 13th, 3 to 6 p.m., Brian Turner Show, don't miss that. And don't miss Ergo Fizmiz's show the day after that, Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the Fudge Factory, an especially loved-up episode of Fudge Factory. Ergo Fizmiz is inviting you couples to submit via email at ergo@wfmu.org their song, quote-unquote. You know what we mean. The song that accompanied your first kiss, first dance, first beer thrown at you by your loved one. Yeah, that track that's special to you as a couple. You can either send an MP3 or just the artist and title. Then, if you're feeling brave, record yourself singing your song. And send that, too, with a little paragraph, or ideally a recorded paragraph, about why the song is special to you. Don't worry about the sound quality, I'm guessing. Yes, sound quality of the recordings, because love is the key. Ergo will then mix and mash these tracks into a loved-up Valentine's collage for a kissy-kissy, lovey-dovey, slice of Valentine's fudge. So, That's a calling out to all of you. Give Ergo your love. Ergo at WFMU.org. The Love Factory on Wednesday, February 14th, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I know all of you have wondered, what does black metal Nintendo-based music sound like? Well, I think we're about to find out with Zez's new album, Primeval Mountain, on the Dipsomaniac label. Coming to you soon here on WFMU. Bill Zaret here for another 45 minutes. You can email me at bz@wfmu.org. Playlist up at wfmu.org/playlist/bz. Stick around, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. 1, 0.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.